We have a very special guest today. Her name is Sherry Jacobus. She is a nationally recognized political consultant, strategist, and writer. She's been a guest on CNN, Fox News, CNBC. Her columns can be found on thehill.com. And we're going to talk today about the upcoming presidential election. Ms. Jacobus, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, the president's had quite a week. It's a week or so. GSA scandal, Secret Service scandal, the Hillary Rosen comments about Ann Romney. That's a scandal. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton partying in Colombia scandal. If you're advising, you're a political consultant. I know you're a conservative, but if you were advising the president and his campaign, what do you do with that?
Well, first of all, out of all those things, I think the one that is not a scandal is Hillary Clinton partying. I say good for her. She's earned it. And if you believe the rumors, you know her husband is out there partying and having a great time. So I say good for her. You go, girl. It's about time it's yours.
All right.
So I'm all for that. You know, with this other stuff, I just wonder how long they can just hide under the rug. And that seems to be what they're doing. I think the mainstream media is complicit in terms of not really making the president accountable and the White House accountable for these scandals. You know, the buck stops here when you're president. That's kind of the point.
Right.
And I think that they're just hoping they're crossing their fingers. They're going to ride it out. And they're just confident that they'll be protected. The problem with that is that at some point, even the left-wing mainstream media has to protect their own barriers on this. They have to worry about their readers. They have to worry about their viewers. They have to worry about their own ratings. And at some point, when it just becomes so obvious, they're going to have to start covering it in some way. And the White House could be caught flat-footed. So if I were advising them, and I'm not, obviously,
right.
I think they need to come clean and be tough. Take responsibility while also punishing those who were involved in the wrongdoing a lot. But they need to take responsibility for it and sort of move past it, because the longer it hangs out there, the worse the potential for them should the mainstream media decide that they are, in fact, not 100% a part of the Obama campaign.
Now, you said at some point they're going to have to own up, or they're going to have to take responsibility, the media, for their readers. I'm astonished they haven't done that already. Do you think that point is coming soon?
I think it could. You know, you have MSNBC, who's gone so far left, and I think what's happened is Roger Ailes with Fox News, you know, he's fairly brilliant, I think, as we all can agree, whether you agree with a lot of what Fox News does or not. But he does have liberals on there. Now, he traditionally has had some weak liberals on there, but recently he started hiring some very hardcore, smart, articulate, true strategists to be some of the contributors and to be on the air. That means that he's going to compete. He's made a conscious business decision to compete with MSNBC for some of those left-wing viewers, because he knows that there are people out there who have a point of view, but they do want to see a debate, and nobody wants to just turn on the news and see just one side or the other get beat up completely. So I think at some point, you know, we know that the MSNBC made the decision to go far left as a business decision, so they can pivot pretty quickly, especially if they feel that they're not having any middle-of-the-road viewers. And maybe CNN is getting some of those viewers that are center-right, center-left. You know, people want to see at least somewhat of an honest debate, even if you're clear about the point of view. So, you know, that's how the Obama campaign and the Democrats can lose traditional loyal media, is if that media has to, look at the bottom line first and foremost.
Interesting. Now, you've been on MSNBC, and I got to say, as a conservative, you are a brave soul to go on there with some of the abuse those guests take over there. But do you believe that they're a credible media source, or do you just think they're a left-wing satire organization putting out left-wing propaganda?
For the longest time, when they made a decision to be left-leaning, you still had a shot.
Right.
And most Democrats feel that way when they go on Fox News. You know, they sometimes feel that, well, Fox leans right, at least in some of their opinion shows, but you get a fair shot from some of the anchors. But I do think that it depends on the show, depends on the anchor, the producer, but I do see MSNBC going so hard. I wouldn't even say it's hard left. It's just, let's take this Republican pundit, hold them down on the ground, and just beat the living you-know-what out of them and bloody them up while the others stand around and cheer. Now, the problem with that is, while you have Democrats that may agree with the views of some of the hired pundits that MSNBC has on some ideology, that doesn't mean that the name-calling and the accusations of, you know, all Republicans are racist or sexist. I mean, when you are called a racist or hear, you know, the Romney and all Republicans called racist several times a day on MSNBC, it gets to the point where you wonder if perhaps you should go on the show. And I think that for people, for left-wing viewers or just left-of-center viewers, just rank-and-file Democrats around the country, they look at that and they're like, do we really want to see this? Are we really getting anything out of this? Does this really represent my views? And you're going to find that on the right as well, which is why, you know, the smart executives for the mainstream media, for some of the media, know how to temper some of that and balance it out a little bit, because nobody wants to just see somebody stand around and get beat up. Now, having said that, you see that reflected in some of the ratings as well.
Right.
When you see this in campaigns, you know, you appeal to what you consider to be your base, but when you appeal too much to that base, and you go so extreme, you kind of lose everybody else. I think we saw that with the Occupy Wall Street movement.
All right. Now, let's go directly to the campaign. And I spent a little time on the media because the media obviously reports the campaign. The Gallup poll tracking, it looks like Romney is ahead a little bit over the president in a general election. The regular media polls, as you might imagine, and you probably already know, have the president leading at this point. What are the two or three issues, as a political consultant and strategist, what are the two or three issues that Mitt Romney needs to, from a messaging standpoint, needs to hit on and continue to hit on where he can, you know, get a lead on the president?
Okay, well, just a couple things first. Today's new CBS News, New York Times piece has the latest that I've seen, actually this was yesterday, was a tie.
Okay.
Rasmussen has Romney up. Gallup has Romney up. You have CNN, which is a very skewed poll. I think there has to be something wrong with their numbers because they had Obama up so high.
What a surprise.
Yeah, so they had a very small sampling, which increases your margin of error. But when you've got one poll, when the others are all real similar within a couple of points, you've got one that's so far out, you almost have to throw that one out either way. You've got an ABC poll that has Obama way up, but that's, you know, that was a rather old one. So you have to look at how they're stretched out. So in terms of those polls, I would say it's neck and neck with some edges to Romney. You have to look back in January without even trying, without doing any special targeting for the women's vote, and from being hit all sides in a very difficult primary, which has made him a better candidate, Mitt Romney was ahead of Barack Obama with women in the polls. Now, Obama won women handily in 2008 against John McCain. So when the Obama campaign saw these numbers, you know, just completely out of the blue, there was panic in the Chicago bunker, as you can well imagine.
Right.
That's when all of a sudden there was this big, huge campaign saying, this big lie, the Republican war on women. Mm. And they were pulling everything out of their ear that they could find to try and make this point and putting, you know, kind of the whole campaign was about this. And that's why, because Mitt Romney was running ahead of women. So now that we know this, and we also know that this notion of the big lie, the GOP war on women, apparently has worked, it tells me those numbers are soft. Because for Mitt Romney, without trying, to be beating Barack Obama among women is a very, very big deal. So you need to look at what was going on at that point in time, and why he was doing well. He's also beating Obama with independents. Now, I think what it is that the Democrats think that we women are losers. We're victims. We need the handouts. We need the help. You know, we just can't make it. We're not really a fair part of this society. So the only way that they can win with women is to tell us how put upon we are, how unfairly we're being treated, that we're victims, losers, and slackers. Hence the Hillary Rosen comments last week, which were not a gaffe, and I can get into that in a minute. That was part of the planned strategy that backfired. But I think if Mitt Romney, Republicans, start looking at how women really live today and talk to us as people, not as a separate interest group out there. You know, women own businesses in this country, create more jobs than all of the Fortune 500 companies combined. We are the backbone of the economy. And some of these are folks that are home, you know, women home raising families, they're doing home-based businesses, you know, the internet makes that easy. They hit the glass ceiling at work and they want to go out on their own. They're job creators, and they're not just women sitting at home crocheting pot holders to sell for extra pocket change at the local craft fair. They're supporting families. They're the ones that pick up the slack. Maybe if the chief breadwinner of the family, the man, loses his job, sometimes they are the chief breadwinners. So women are very likely going to be the ones.
Got about 15 seconds here. I wanted to get in this one thing. The your website, if folks want to contact you, tell me how they would do that, please.
They can follow me on Twitter at Sherry Jacobus. They can go to my website too, www.capitalstrategiespr.com.
All right, we'll put a link up on our website. We're coming up on a hard break. After the break, we're going to talk about all the scandals going on in the White House and this administration. We'll see you straight ahead. All right, welcome back to the Ty J. Young Show. The theme, as always, is growth with protection, because it's not how much you make, it is how much you get to keep. This segment and the whole show, for that matter, is brought to you by TyJYoung.com. If you want an investor's kit, you can go on and learn how to have your money protected against losses, earn a reasonable rate of return. Again, that's TyJYoung.com, TyJYoung.com. With me today, as always, my co-host, Steve Rodriguez, attorney and expert in current events. And back from our last segment, Ms. Sherry Jacobus. She's a nationally recognized political strategist, consultant, and writer. There'll be a link on our website, thetyjyoungshow.com, if you want to learn more about her, as well as her Twitter feed. And we were talking about what a big deal empowering women and talking to women with respect, I guess, is what you were referring to. Is that right? Is that what you were saying earlier?
Well, yeah, just treating us like the grown-ups we are instead of a special victimized interest group. And I think that what the Democrats have realized is that they haven't really done anything that helps, well, anybody, especially women. So that's why they have to really pull on this negative. And the fact that somebody is taking umbrage to paying for the birth control pills of a 30-year-old Georgetown law student is an act of war. You know, that gives you an idea just how desperate they are. When they do the lie, you know, their little sound bite, they get the bump in the polls. But when people start looking into the actual facts, they start losing it. Now, we were talking before the break, I said women-owned businesses are
right,
creating more jobs than all the Fortune 500 companies combined. And we're projected to be the big job creators, you know, about a third of American jobs by 2018. Of course, in the Obama economy, I don't know if anybody's going to be doing well, but we're going to be the ones who kind of pull this economy out of the dumps. Hmm. And I think that's the last thing this president wants, because he wants women to be downtrodden. He wants us to be poor, needy, dependent on the handouts. He wants to tell us that, you know, without these handouts, we are a victim of war. I mean, literally, that's what they're saying. And I think that Mitt Romney simply had the credibility as you know, sort of the responsible businessman, kind of knows where taxes come from, so maybe he's a little bit in a better position to decide how they should be spent. And I think there's a sense that this president, you may like him personally, but while he somehow became a millionaire 12 times over without ever creating a job, starting a business, meeting a payroll, just through being a community organizer, he did very well in the Bush years and even the Clinton years, you don't really get the sense that he gets it. Mm-hmm. And women in this country, whether it's the family budgets or the businesses they start for, you know, for them being self-employed or for others, they get it. They're going to feel more comfortable with somebody else who gets it. And the other thing, if I may, just on the Buffett rule, I think, too, once Americans start figuring out that this money that the president wants to tax is not a salary that millionaires are making. It's money they've already paid taxes on and now are investing. And I think we all would like to be in a position to do that. You pay taxes, and then with what's left over, you encourage people to save and invest. Then you get, you know, you get a profit on that. So I think that's also something that needs to be focused on, particularly with women, you know, worried about their own retirement and having something to pass on to their families. You know, it used to be something only men thought of. And I think these are messages that the Romney campaign should start focusing on and talking about women and to women. And it doesn't have to be with just surrogates, but being realistic about how modern women really live.
All right. We're talking today to Sherry Jacobus, nationally recognized political strategist, writer, and political consultant. Sherry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Now, as we